Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, welcome to winter. Yes, we're the MI Ice Guys, and we have finally gotten on ice around Grand Rapids. It is wonderful.
It's about time.
Steph called me up the other day, and he says, meet me at Angle Right, 7:30 in the morning. So we went out there, and then Steph says to me, it's still dark.
It's still pretty dark out here.
Well, Steph works second shift now, so he doesn't really understand what us regular people see in the mornings, because he's just gone to bed usually. I think some days he works second/third.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we got out there, and there was a good 4 or 4.5 inches of ice, so we were feeling really good about it. Popped a bunch of holes, and then I broke my auger.
Yeah, when you laid on the ice?
Yeah, well, it fell over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it snapped the adapter off. So, guys, you ought to be careful about that when you're using a big, heavy 28-volt drill. It is a little top-heavy in trying to park it only in a 3-inch hole. I learned my lesson there, so I had to go see the boys at K&E and got some replacement units for that. But I also got a tour of the warehouse.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, it is a toy store of lures and tackle and jigs and bobbers and everything you can imagine down there.
See all the whipper rods of your dreams.
Oh, they're out. They're out of whipper rods.
Or out of them, yeah.
And Jim Sprague, the owner, he and I got to have a good chat about some other things, and he's building a really nice ice fishing trailer.
Oh, sweet.
Just to haul his crap to the lake. Mm-hmm. I guess when you own a company, you can just get away with buying an extra trailer for that, but it looked pretty cool, and we were talking about a whole bunch of fun stuff. But out there on Angle Right, man, those gills were tricky.
Yeah. At one minute, they'd want it real slow and presentation. The other time, they wanted it just pounded, and then they would come up and hit it. It was weird.
And then you'd pull one out, and the school's gone, and you got to move. And really, it was an area probably the size of a football field that everybody was fishing in. We had a good 25 guys out there on the ice. Mm-hmm. And everybody was having to move around a lot. The guys, and it was bitter.
That was 6 degrees out that morning, and
the
wind picked up, and that chased a few people off.
Yeah, that chased some of them off, and a lot of them were popping in the shelters. And once you're in a shelter, there's not much moving around.
Yeah.
So we got into a few fish, and then we had to change colors a lot. We were out there before light, so I got my LED turned on and started working the glows and got a couple on glows. And our traditional colors weren't going in. It looked like the sun was going to come out, but it never really did.
No, just stayed cloudy.
Yeah. So we ended up having to really change things up. I think I was using a rose number 16, and I was getting a little bit on those glow grubs, the tailless ones that I have, and a little bit on the ants, but not much. And then I don't even know what to call that purple thing that you pull out, because you were using... You were using a gold head, right?
Yeah, like a 3 mil gold hole in the head.
Yep.
With a purple, kind of a mayfly looking thing.
Right. And it was wispy.
Yeah, very wispy, yeah.
And I finally tried one, and
You got one on, and he ripped it right off.
Ripped it right off, took my plastic away.
He's like, so much it for
was,
that.
I was like, let's go to breakfast. So we had fish and had a good time at that. But the ice was pretty safe. It was really reasonable. The wind did kick up on us. I can say that our new Striker suits keep you very warm as long as you remember to zip up the vents. Steph got out there, and we'd been wearing our suits at shows and seminars and such, and so we had all the breathing vents, the underarm and the back ones open and unlocked. And
I'm like, Chaz, get over here and zip me up.
Yeah, so we were zipping up the all the stuff on that and the new Steger mitts.
Oh, the Steger mitts? Those are
my
warm
God.
I'll get out.
You guys get on the internet and look up Steger in Minnesota. They sell these moose hide mittens that are fleece on the inside.
Heavy leather on the outside.
Heavy moose hide leather on the outside. It's real soft and supple. It's thick. You put those on, I mean, my hand from jigging in that wind was pretty cold.
Yeah.
And I slipped it in there, like 2 minutes, I'm back warm again.
Yeah, I had mine laying in the bottom of my jet sled, and I threw them on, and they warmed up instantly.
Yeah, that's where mine were.
With no little heater things or nothing in them.
Yeah.
They're an excellent cold weather glove.
We're really proud to have them as a sponsor this year on the MI Ice Guys. Well, not MI Ice Guys, USA.
USA.
We haven't told them about MI Ice Guys yet. They're from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Those guys over there in the land of 10,000 lakes, they kind of like us too. At least they'll fish with us and sell us gear. But We had a good time out there fishing and got out. And I've gotten out a couple other times. And I know you did some poking around the day before.
Yep.
And
just checking to see what ice thicknesses were and where I could head out the next day.
Yep. I've been seeing more and more bops coming up on the map. Ice map is getting used, and I encourage all of you to get on there.
Yeah. After this last week, it's got ice all over the place.
There's ice all over the place.
A lot of the small lakes are locked up really good.
Yeah. Big John Stitka gave me a report on text this morning, told me how he did. He got a few little perch on reeds. They've got ice probably about 50 yards out, and it's locking up fast out there. And with the calm winds that we're having here in the couple of days and hard, cold nights, it'll lock right up. And then we'll be out on those crappie sooner than you can imagine.
Yep.
Hopefully before we go off to Ukraine.
Yes.
So we've been playing with a few new spoons and stuff, and I've been waiting to get on those crappie to get those. I didn't tell you, I got some new colors of spoons when I was down at K&E.
Okay.
I looked at the shelf, and I says, Jim, what are those? He says, well, you better take a couple. So I'm itching to get out and try those.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, we did, with some of the colors of the Yukon spoons from K&E, we did get a little success out in the summer with those in late fall. I was out casting off a buddy's pontoon in September when I was in the UP and was able to bag a couple of that. And then I know that a lot of the guys up north have been telling me that they've been getting some good results on those when they get into the crappie. And so that's going to be an interesting one for us this year. Now, I'm thinking that maybe this afternoon I might head back over there to the secret lake in the Alto that we don't like to tell everybody about because everybody will show up and fish the thing dry.
Nobody will have a place to park.
Yeah, nobody will have a place to park. But I might also take a spin over to take a look at Reed's Lake for myself, walk out, maybe even, you know, set down for a few.
Don't test the flotation suit without me around, though.
No. We're going to if we test those, we're going to test them. We'll have Al do it.
There we go.
Al's crazy enough to do anything. We are thinking about going out fishing on Sunday. I've got Kalamazoo Beer Week stuff, events all over the place. So if anybody's out around Kalamazoo, look up where the Shmoe's events are. Come by, say hi. I'll talk ice fishing too. Some days it's more interesting than talking about some of the other things that are going on. But some new developments that we've gotten into. I made some modifications to the magnetic cover.
Okay.
And I was talking to a couple of people and had another great idea on those. Double-sided tape to hold them in. Instead of drilling them, you can use a solid magnet. And it'll give you a little cushion when you put them on there. Now, you can go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby or even Harbor Freight and pick up those magnets. And if you go to the Hobby Lobby or Michael's, you can probably pick up those little foam sticky tape blocks and put them on there. And you just put those inside your cover, and they'll snap right to your auger blade.
Lickety split with those rare earth magnets.
Oh, holds on real great. And another thought I had is after you get them in there, you know that stuff, the spray on the screen door in the bottom of the rowboat on the TV commercials?
Yeah.
That flex seal. I was thinking hit them with a little of that, and that'd rust proof them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are tired of messing with that rubber band that gets lost, that pops off, that you don't know which way to wrap around, breaks and everything else on your auger cover, you might consider making yourself a little magnetic one.
Yeah, it's safer too.
If it clips
on there rather than messing around with the cover and
getting a
chance to catch those blades because those blades are very sharp.
And if you want to pick on Scott DeVries over at Allen Bob's, you just go ask him, where do I buy the magnetic auger covers? Because he doesn't sell them, but everybody seems to ask him, and it's kind of funny. So we pick on him because we love him. He's a good buddy and a good sponsor of us. Takes care of us in the fall. So we're going to come right back after a short break and talk a little bit about Worlds and some of the prep that we're doing for that. We're the MI Ice Guys. Remember to go out to MIIceGuys.com and fill in the ice depths that you find around the Great Lakes State so that somebody else can go fishing too. We'll be right back. Guys, when you're out on the ice, do you protect your eyes? The MI Ice Guys have partnered with Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Made in America, made by hand. The thinnest glass technology for sunglasses. 100% UV protection. We love our Costas so much, we took them to Finland to the Worlds. They allowed us to see where other people had been drilling before, protected our eyes in the blowing snow, and kept us looking good on the ice. Made in America, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Get them online, get them at a local retailer near you. Remember, tell them the MI Ice Guys sent you in. You need the best. Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Guys, we're back, and we're really excited. We're just less than a month, what, a couple of weeks away from leaving for Ternopil, Ukraine. Now, I did not say Chernobyl. Everybody thinks I'm going to catch glow-in-the-dark fish. No, Ternopil is in western Ukraine, and if you get on the MI Ice Guys website, we've got a little post on there that has a link to a map on it. It also has a link to the official site, website of the competition this year. It tells you information about the hotel we're staying at, a little history. I also put a link to the Wikipedia page for the city of Ternopil so that you can read a little bit about the history of it. And I think, Steph, that this year we're actually maybe going to get some time to go sightseeing it one afternoon.
Yes, we're going to have a couple extra days out there now.
Yeah, instead of like Finland where we saw the hotel and the lake.
Yeah.
Always. And that one street we walked down. But that was about it.
That was about it. We got our own sightseeing in. We didn't really have any. They didn't really plan too many trips for us to go anywhere special, really.
No, and I heard that with Ukraine that we are getting an afternoon or two of sightseeing. So that'll be cool because, you know, you travel all that way, you'd like to pick up a little of their history as well.
Yeah.
But we're going to be...
some souvenirs for home.
And oh, yeah, I'm going to buy some trinkets or something.
Well, can you bring me back something cool from there? I'm like, sure, okay, no.
We'll find
something.
All my friends just want palm rods.
Yeah.
So when those Belarusians put them on sale, man, I'm going to buy up as many as I can get. But we've been doing some prep work. Now, we told you that we've got new Steger suits. And if you guys haven't seen those Steger suits, take a look there on MI Ice Guys or on our Facebook. Suits. Yeah. Striker. Steger are the mittens.
Stegers are the mitts.
Oh, the sponsors are going to kill me for messing up the names. Oh, well. Anyway, Striker Predator suits. They're red, white, and blue. You'll see them all over Facebook. We've got a lot of pictures going of them and on our site.
Threw some on there last weekend.
Yep. Steph posed real well. They've got so many pockets, he lost his phone. He couldn't even find it until we went to breakfast.
Combination bibs and jacket. There's 17 pockets in it.
Oh, you counted them. Yes. Cool. And we're really excited. They are flotation suits as well. Now, for those of you guys that haven't made the investment into suits, a flotation suit, if you're going to buy a new suit, a flotation suit is a pretty obvious choice to me.
Probably one of the highest levels you can get. I mean, you're basically wearing your shanty, and you have the safety factor of the flotation suit.
And 17 pockets to hide a lot of gear in.
Yep.
We use them with the hopper bucket, and you guys have all seen our hopper buckets in the photos, and we've talked about them a number of times, and the electric drill adapter on a Strike Master Auger, and we are very portable. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
We only bring the sled because we've got too many toys and want to bring even more things.
Well, I haven't tried my suit out. If I put all my tungsten jigs inside it, if I still float.
Ooh, maybe we should try that in your dad's lake this summer.
This summer.
When it's a little warmer. But that is a very interesting concept. We'll get Al to do it.
Yes.
He's crazy enough. But anyway.
Did you see the new Stormies?
New Stormy Cromers are coming too.
Those will be, and there'll be some available to the public.
As well as the Striker suits.
Yep.
You can buy those. And I was planning on this afternoon putting some links out there on both usaiceteam.org and on miiceguys.com to get you the links to where you can go off and check them out and see if you want to buy one.
Yeah, the Stormies and the Stegers.
Both companies have promised that part of the proceeds are going to go towards the team. Helping us fund our way over there. It is expensive, guys, and if you feel like helping out, we do have some links on the websites that you can make a donation to us. And if you donate through MI Ice Guys, I've made a promise that I will add you to a special email list that we will be doing updates from Ukraine. Depending on Ukrainian internet
connectivity,
that will dictate how many pictures and videos and things we can send.
And but, we'll post those YouTube links for the Ukrainians.
When we get back, I am going to put together a big photo album and write a big article about the trip and everything. And we will make sure to email you that link so that you can do it. Now, another bonus. I keep hearing the rumor that there are going to be cameras on the ice this year, broadcasting over the internet live fishing. Now, that means that you have to get up at 2 in the morning or stay up. In Steph's case, you just stay up that late.
Yeah.
And watch us, because from 9 to noon on the two competition days, I believe it's the 20th and 21st of February, 9 to noon Ukraine time, we will be out doing the competition. And so you can see actually live what it looks like if you're wanting to follow that. And then a couple hours later, we'll be at the weigh-in.
Which will be televised as well.
And that is televised over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Janice Bodecker was telling me how much fun it was to watch that last year. But I think that was she was watching it over breakfast,
yeah.
The weigh-in. So being over there in Europe, little time difference for you. And I know we feel it when we come home. Now, some of the other cool things that we've been working on for the guys is the guys from K&E gave us dippers, little small hole 4-inch dippers. If you haven't seen those out at your local retailer, they've got a nice little yellow head on them. And for those of us using the 4 and 5 inch augers, finally, there's a dipper with a nice long 18-inch handle that you can get down in the hole and get the slush out.
You don't have to trim them up and customize them.
And they gave me a big pile of them so that we can give those to all the guys on the team. So, guys, if you're listening, I've got dippers for you. And if you want to take them to Ukraine, you can. Otherwise, just throw them in your car, and you'll have one for when you get home. But we've also been doing some other things and working on, Steph and I serve as tacticians. A lot of people don't understand the importance of that. And if you watch any of the videos of the guys fishing, they're fishing with a palm rod. And the palm rod has essentially a spring bobber, a little strike indicator on it. If you're not watching it,
you might miss a bite.
You're going to miss a bite. So we like to tell the anglers, keep your damn face in the ice hole. Just keep watching that and keep jigging. Your job is to catch fish.
Catch fish.
Steph and I and the other tactician guys, we're going to stand outside the zone. We got binoculars. We're watching the world. We're watching everybody going on, and we're communicating. We're yelling to you.
Well, last year, you were watching 12 other guys.
Yeah, 12 guys in a zone. And sometimes those zones were shaped and positioned to where we didn't have real good access.
It's hard to get an angle on them. So you'd...
This year, we're taking more spotters.
And radios. So I can communicate across the zone to somebody and say, hey, what's that guy doing down there?
Yeah.
Why is he hiding from me?
The guys that are fishing can't have radios because they're purists down there. They have no electronics. Remember, they hand drill their auger holes.
Yep.
They when Anthony remembers to take his auger out on the ice.
But we can bark orders from the sidelines.
We bark orders, but all the spotters can connect and talk back and forth. And if somebody's finding something's going on, they can communicate it down the ice, and then we can yell it to our anglers.
Yep.
Instead of last year, the zones were quite a distance apart, and if something was working in one of these areas, all of a sudden, we didn't know about it until we went back, got on the bus, and heard the stories about it. So that was a little bit unnerving for us and not very useful. So we've made an investment in the radios, and we made that investment to programmable radios.
Yep.
And Steph and I have actually decided that this year we're going to start using those radios out on the ice. We were out fishing the other day, and there's no cell phone service. We were fishing steelhead on the river the other day. There's no cell phone service.
So if you want to communicate between boats out there on the river, these are going to be fantastic for that.
And even out on the ice, you guys know that sometimes a guy walking between you is louder than your voice.
Yep.
So, hey, if you've got some of those little walkie-talkies, maybe you bought them for a family trip or something like that, hey, they might be real handy to have out there on the ice, especially if you're portable guys like us and we're roaming around.
Yeah, we run across a school or we're on something, we can communicate to the other guys in the group and say, hey, get on over here and let's tear them up,
And, especially if you don't want a big crowd of people you don't know crowding in around you. So those are some pretty cool things.
That's why
that we've
got the earbuds.
Yes. For Europe, we have the earwigs that are like the security guys, the little curly plastic tube. So we're going to look like the FBI out there or something, talking very quietly and keeping our stuff to ourselves until we yell at an angler.
Yep.
And that way we're going to do some team coordination. We've also got enough radios. I did the count. We have enough radios so that on practice days we can put them on all the fishermen as well. So that we can split up as group teams and wander around. We don't have to all stay in the same area.
You got enough channels.
We got channels.
Each team can be on their own channel, or they could jump on the main channel. And
we can avoid the Latvians and the Ukrainians and everybody else. And
yeah.
We got enough channels on that stuff. But it's pretty cool. Hey, we had a couple of good questions on Ask the Ice Guy this week. Remember, on our website, we have Ask the Ice Guy form, and that goes to all four of us, and we'll chime in with different ideas and opinions on things. And it's a great way to find out really what you guys are interested in when we're out there. I had questions about the flashers. I had questions about the plastics that we use. I've had questions about some jigs we talked about in seminars.
Magnetic ice auger.
Magnetic ice auger cover. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some great things. Well, we're going to take another quick short break. And when we come back, we're going to have some more awesome stories. And we're going to try the phones one more time and see if we can get Chad and Anthony online. But we're the MI Ice Guys. Be right back. Hey, guys. Chaz here from the MI Ice Guys. I want to talk to you about K&E Stopper Lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. Hey guys, we're back. And if you've seen the pictures of us, you know that we're big guys. We like to cook and eat what we catch.
Never trust a skinny chef.
Steph, he's known far and wide, especially amongst the NAIFC guys, is that when they camp out at his house, being a bachelor, he kind of runs the up north campground. They're sleeping all over his house, but he feeds them to the max. So we thought we might just share a couple of our little quick recipes about that stuff. Now, Steph, I'd like you to start out with last year when we were filming with the Travel Channel.
Oh, at the Travel Channel, we did that beer batter. And that's one of my favorite recipes, is beer battered fish. Everybody likes that. One of the tricks you want to do, though, use like a quarter cup of cornmeal and about 3/4 to a cup of flour. Kind of do that mixture there. And I throw like seasoning salt in there or garlic salt. I think I did that time just for a little seasoning. And then we took that out on the ice as a dry mix, then mixed it with some amber teas, I think it was.
No, we were using IPA
IPA.
Because I was standing there talking on camera, stirring it, drinking, and pouring in the out of the same bottle, and they thought that was just wild and crazy.
And then they're from Louisiana.
Yeah, the guests were from Louisiana, and they were all about getting our secret recipe.
I was like, what? You're from the South. You should know how to deep fry fish or beer batter stuff.
I think that part of it was they'd never really had a beer batter with craft beer.
Probably
and
not.
You know, I was using the IPA that's a little bit hoppy.
It makes a difference.
There's a lot more caramel flavor in it than yellow fizzy stuff out of a cheap can. And it really turned out wonderful. And if you guys haven't beer battered fish before, we were using Steph's little fry daddy. We'd rigged up a generator with a long cord so that they couldn't hear it on camera. And those little fry daddy, especially those little electric fryers, are very good at maintaining temperature as long as you don't overload them.
Yep.
So I was popping in 2-3 fillets at a time, and they kind of roll around in there a little bit, and I was cooking with a plastic fork. They all thought it was going to melt. It was a lot of fun. And we'd pop those out and put them onto a plate with a little bit of paper towel, you know, to dry up the little drippings of grease. But while it's still hot and a little greasy, just a little pop of salt on there, and man, did they love those things. I think we did... We had some potatoes that we slabbed up and popped in there real quick.
Yep, did some few fries.
Made a wonderful shore lunch. Well, actually, we did it out on the ice.
Yeah, we did it right on the ice. And
if the DNR's listening, we were very careful. We didn't leave anything out there. We took our cleaning stuff. We didn't dump that down a hole or anything like that. We put it in a garbage bag, put it in the truck.
We didn't want to haul everything back, so I drove my truck out there and threw everything in it.
By that time of the winter, we were on 20-some inches of ice, so... We decided the truck was a whole lot easier to haul everything back with.
And then we did, with that beer batter, remember we did the deep fried Snickers?
Oh, they had those little candy little Snickers minis like you get at Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one boy from Florida, he went, oh my God.
What is this?
We sent him into a new level of heaven of Michigan ice fishing. So we had a great time with that one. But, you know, another one that I did a lot last year, and I know I've talked about before, is just not even battering them, but sauteing the fillets in a little Italian dressing. Mm-hmm. I have one of those little butane burners that I do it when I'm portable or at home on the stove. Real moderate heat. Don't get over aggressive with it because you don't want to overcook the fish. And I just put them in some Italian dressing. There's plenty of seasoning and flavoring in that. And when I kind of turn the fillets over, I have some boiled pasta off to the side, strained out. It's still hot. And I'll put that in. I like using bow tie or that curlicue rigatoni, I think it's called, whatever. Mm-hmm. And just some cheap pasta that I boiled up and put that in there. And the water from that kind of creams up the Italian dressing and the fat from the fish that comes out, the little bit of fat that's there, mixes with those oils and everything. And it makes this wonderful creamy, kind of spicy. I'll top it with a little bit of Parmesan. People love that one. And it's so simple to make.
Yeah. There's two different ways I make fish tacos, too. Is I'll take, saute some onions and olive oil, taco seasoning. And then when those onions are just about done, you can put those fish, little bluegill fillets and stuff in there and cook those up. And that makes a great little taco there.
Oh, yeah. I love fish tacos. And I'm not really a fan of the breaded fish in a fish taco that you get in some places. I like them.
Yeah, that's why I did it that way.
I do mine out on the grill quite often in the summer. I've got a big cast iron piece I put on my grill, a little garlic oil, and I learned this down in the Yucatan down there in Cozumel, Mexico. And you just garlic oil, and you just quick flash fry them, and you got the onions off to the side, and you build your taco.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Making me hungry.
I've been playing with a new recipe. Mm-hmm. The other, a few weeks back, I went to Meijer, and I went and bought my quarterly grocery run of stocks and supplies, and I bought a big bag of rice. So I've been experimenting with rice. So I'm adding a little bit of beer to the water that you add into the rice when you boil your rice. And you get your rice done up in a pan. And, you know, at the end of the recipe, they always tell you, you know, just the simple directions on the bag. They always tell you that last 5 minutes, set it off the heat and just let it rest for and then fluff with a fork. I kind of skipped that part. And what I do is I take a casserole dish that I've warmed up. So I either put it in the oven or in the microwave with something in it and get it hot so that I'm not sucking temperature away. And I'll take some of that rice and I'll layer it in there. Then I lay raw fillets in there, a little seasoning on them, and then more rice. And I just layer it up like that. And right on top, we're going to put a little shredded cheese. And then I'm going to cover it up and just let it set. And that hot, sticky rice is going to finish out and cook the fish like perfect. Because, I mean, panfish fillets are little tiny thin things.
Yeah.
But you can put them in there and then you just scoop out a big scoop of that. Oh, that was good. I'm working on my times to get it exactly right. But if you guys want to play with something, that's an interesting way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Or you could do the seasoned rice like I do. I put minced garlic in my rice when I cook it. So like it's a garlic rice.
Nice.
That goes good with when I grill steelhead and such.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
I just had an idea. What if you put some little nuts in there? Mm-hmm. Little pine nuts or cashews. That'd be really good when you do it up and get a little bit of the oils out of that nut.
Yep.
So a couple of good ideas. Well, you know, I've also been playing with my dishwasher cooking. Everybody looks at me weird when I tell them about dishwasher cooking. But I take a little bitty Ziploc freezer bag and I put a single layer of fillets in it and a little Italian dressing. And I get all the air out of it very carefully, and I zip it up real tight. And I put that in the top shelf of the dishwasher when I run dishes. Oh, it cooks that fish up just perfect. And it just makes a real nice, soft, perfectly cooked fish that you can drop out over with some potatoes or whatever that you're having. Makes it real simple.
Hey, you've seen the Iron Chef's cooking stuff in that, just the hot water bath.
Yeah, it's the same thing, except I'm using the dishwasher and using the energy and the heat that cleaned all the dishes. So now I got a nice warm plate and I pull it right out. Man, if I could only figure out how to cook taters in there. Well, I hope we've made you hungry with that and ready to go. And we're going to come back in just a few minutes, probably 90 seconds or so, and talk about just a few last things to wrap it up. We've got a couple of tournaments coming up. We've got a couple of other things going on. We're the MI Ice Guys. Remember, put that thickness in there on our ice map. And share it with your friends and neighbors how thick the ice is around you. The data only lasts 5 days, so we need you to stay on top of that.
Keep it fresh.
Hey, remember to stop on out to miiceguys.com and report the ice thickness where you're fishing. help us all out in knowing where there's safe ice. Check out the map online at miiceguys.com. Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one. And my choice is Schmoe's. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare. Amber Teas, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some Schmoe's. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe.
All right, we're back. Steph's just whipping off this sinus infection little cough that he's got. So if he goes at it, just, you know, hold your ears or something. You know, we got an invitation from one of the guys that over on Lansing Lake on the 30th of January, they're going to have a little invitational. It's a single guy event. It's not a team guy thing. I think it's $30 to get in, but it looks like it's going to be fun. We're going to get out there. I know K&E is sponsoring it, so we're going to have some great prizes. I'm probably going to bring some Costa Del Mar sunglass keepers with me and see what else we can dig up from a couple of sponsors to put out there for some welcome gifts and prizes.
Panfish tournament.
Panfish.
Yep.
Just get out there with your best jigs and your rig and let's.
Your 16 best crappie, perch, or bluegill. Any mix.
We're going to find that flyer. They sent it to me. I'm going to put that up on In My Eyes, guys.
Okay.
But we got that coming up. And we're getting out there doing some fishing. We'd love to see your pictures. So if you got pictures, you know, go ahead and pop them up to our Facebook or email them over to us there at MIIceGuys.
Or if you have any tournaments out there that you want us to broadcast, send it to the Ice Guys questions.
Yeah, put it in the Ask an Ice Guy, and we will definitely share that information. We're looking for them all over the state. We can't get to all of them because, gas is expensive. And our time seems to get booked up really quick between our real jobs and our fun ice job. But also, our boys Chad and Anthony, we tried to get them on the phone a couple times today, but they must either be in real poor service or pre-fishing very hard. They're at the tournament on the NAIFC in Alma, Wisconsin. Have you fished that lake before, Steph?
No, I haven't. This is it's actually the backwaters of the Mississippi is what they're fishing. So it's going to be just bays and bayous in Alma.
And this is a perch and gill?
Yeah.
Eight perch, eight gill.
There's crappies too out there.
Oh, there's crappie out there too?
Yep.
So they're out there pre-fishing that, and then they're going to be fishing that for competition this weekend. Chad's wife and kids drove out to chase him down and give dad a hug.
They made it out there this morning.
Yeah. I heard a good story that some of the guys out in Montana got stuck with their snowmobiles, and Chad had to take the Mighty Outlander quad with tracks. I got to post that picture of that thing out there on the ice and towed him off, got him out. So he was rescuing people with his new toy. That was good. And then next weekend they go to Chisago,
up in Minnesota.
And after that, they're going to the championships. And those are located at
Mille Lacs.
Mille Lacs, also just north of the Twin Cities there.
Yep.
Kind of over by our buddy Sean Warner's house.
Yeah, he'll be down there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I bet Sean will be in telling stories, playing cards, drinking a little of that Russian milk.
Yes, yes.
And having a good old time. So, guys, we want you to be safe out there on the ice. We want you to share your experiences with a younger generation. Take a kid fishing. Now, I don't really recommend it on those mornings at 6 degrees. But, you know, we're going to have a nice weekend this weekend. We're going to be peaking a little bit up over freezing during the day, but nice and cold at night to keep that ice growth going. And show a kid a good time, and they'll be an ice fisherman forever.
Yep.
I'm Chaz.
I'm Steph.
And we're the MI Ice Guys, the ones that stuck in Michigan while the other guys go off on tournament. But we'll hear from them on a phone call soon. Take care, guys.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on MIIceGuys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys, and enjoy the fishing. It may thaw soon.